皆さんこんにちは。今日は2007年2月18日、コスタリカに来ています。今私はラスール財団の敷地の中でリタ・マリーさんと一緒に、ピース・アーミー・ウェイというトレーニングコースを受けています。 Hi, リタ・マリー。
Hi, Yumi.
Welcome to my show. Maybe we can do it here where nobody is. That okay
for a few minutes?
Please show, tell us a little bit about Peace Army Way. It's an integration of the two systems, and that's your idea to integrate the two.
That's right.
Right, okay.
Using the two methods. Uh-huh.
Rita Marie さんのやっているその Peace Army Way っていうことについてちょっと話してもらいます。This is the mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're asking me to explain the Peace Army Way?
Yeah.
Okay. The Peace Army Way is a combination of two methods.Heart math and nonviolent communication that help us to have an ongoing creative state of personal and interpersonal peace.
ハートマスとね、それから、ノンバイオレントコミュニケーション、非暴力コミュニケーションという2つの、違うシステムを統合したのが Peace Army Way です。So what does heart math do and what does peace nonviolent communication do?
Heart math teaches us how to consistently feel peaceful.How to tap the intelligence in our hearts that is there to help us meet our every need. When we're able to feel peaceful, then we get out of our own way. We reduce stress to a point where it's easy to think. We're more creative. We have better impulse control and better anger management.
ハートマスというのはですね、いつも平和な状態に心を保つこと、そのことをトレーニングする方法です。私たちの心がいつも平和な状態であると、いろんな問題を解決が容易にできる。私たちの考えもクリアで、そして解決方法も自然にわかる。そういう状況であることをトレーニングするのがハートマスというシステムです。 Okay. And what's other one? Nonviolent communication.
Nonviolent communication is away to stay connected with yourself and with others in a compassionate way. It's the language of the heart.
そしてもう一つの非暴力コミュニケーションというのは、自分自身とそれから相手の心とつながっている状態を保つ、そういうコミュニケーションの方法です。そのことによって、つながりを保つようなコミュニケーションの方法は、相手だけのことではなくて自分自身のもです。I see. So you are the Peace Army Way.You found those two totally different methods and combining it because it's so effective?
Is that yes, so because the methods need each other.
I see.
Heart math is a reliable method for feeling peace. However, when someone is in our face, angry and spraying angry words at us, we need to be able to access language that helps us stay connected to that human being rather than creating a bigger sense of separation.And so I practiced heart math for many years, but I felt that something was missing. And that thing that was missing was my ability to language in a way that kept me connected to the other person.
リタ・マリアさんは何年もハートマスを練習しトレーニングを積んできました。しかしそこには何か欠けているものがあった。それはその相手がですね、怒りを持って自分にこう怒りをぶつけているときに、それに対して相手の気持ちになって対応する言葉遣い、そういうものが自分には欠けていた。それが非暴力コミュニケーションによって、随分できるようになった。 So you've been able to solving and also creating better situation in your life by using the two methods.
That's rightBecause they worked for me personally, that's why I wanted to start teaching them. Because they've had such a transformative impact on my life and is enriching my life every day.
So Peace Army Way is a combination of the two. And you said heart math first and then nonviolent communication second. Why is that?
Well, in most cases, I use heart math as the first step whenever I have any tension, conflict, whether it's just inner...in myself or whether it's with another human being, my first step is heart math because if I'm not feeling peace, I'm not able to use nonviolent communication effectively because if I try to speak nonviolent communication words but they still have the vibration of anger, I won't be successful, it won't work.
Right, right. 彼女はですね、そのノンバイオレントコミュニケーションだけではダメだと言ってるんですね。最初に必要なのはハートマス、いつも、平和な心を、平静な心を保つ、その心があって初めてその非暴力な言葉遣いというのが意味を持ってくる、パワーを持ってくる。もし心が荒れていて、その状態で言葉だけね、言葉遣いだけ、非暴力的に使ってもそれではうまくいかないということです。
and thank you very much for this call. I've been appreciating very much. I'm going to interview you at the keep it. And it's been really wonderful.
Oh, I'm so
thank
glad.
You.
I'm so glad. Wish we had more time together, but
yeah.
At least you're getting some, yeah. Help. Some
リタさんはですね、今あの忙しい中私たちの質問に答えてくれましたけれども、アメリカ人の参加者をちょっとインタビューしてみたいと思います。ここではキッチンでですね、夕飯の支度をしています。 So Hi
Can I interrupt you for a second? Yeah, this is a radio. I'm just taking a few comments from you. How have you been doing in this fall? What's your finding out? What's your
profoundly important.
Okay.
It's getting in touch with your inner self. You know, stuff that's there that you can express it in. Hear someone else express the same thing that's there.
It's a tool that I wish all people on the planet had.
Me too. この道具をね、あの、世界中の人がみんな持てたらいい。
And it's also for me a way to connect with other people at a human and an intimate level, so I can learn more about myself through other people.
Thank you very much. アメリカの参加者はね、全部でカリフォルニアの、ウォールナットクリークという町から30人ぐらいですかね、25人ぐらい、来てます、この人はですね、シャーリー・ダイヤーさんといって合気道のマスターです。
合気道家です。
So how have you been doing with these calls? What are you finding?
The parking?
No. Well, whatever you've been learning from peace on your way.
It's very familiar.
Yeah.
I'm training on Aikido.
Uh-huh.
It's
like Aikido.
Aikido.
Aikido. I see.
It's the same stuff.
Yeah.
But it just comes from a slightly different angle. But in good Aikido, you come from the heart.
Yeah.
Or sensei had to come from the heart. Not everybody does that in Aikido. You said true Aikido is a way of protecting the universe.
彼女はですね、合気道をずっとやってるんですけど、このノンバイオレントコミュニケーションとかハートマスっていうのは合気道と同じだって言ってるんですね。今日授業の中で、パーキングスペースを争ってる2人 の男性のね、ロールプレイがあったんですね。そういう時にどうすればいいの、自分はあと5分しか時間がない、どうしてもこの駐車のスペースが必要だ、それでもう1人の人が入ってきてしまったっていう、そういう状況の説明があったんですが、その時に、やっぱりそのハートマスとノンバイオレントコミュニケーション使って、より、まあ、解決に向かうことができるんじゃないかっていうのをやったんですけどね。なるほど。なかなか難しいよね、実際はね。
感情をいかに言葉で、やり方で。
でもまずその前にでも自分の感情を沈めなきゃいけないよね。自分のハートに。
Yeah.
It's Aikido.
Relax. Yeah. That's the golden rule.
Yeah.
How you relax yourself.
The biggest difference I see is when we talk about Aikido, we can say coming from Dantian, from Hara.
Dantian.
You know.
Dantian.
Yeah. And then, but for me, that's the start. That's the foundation. Then you go to the heart because you're stable.
I mean.
You know, and that's where it becomes the same. But they go directly to the heart. And heck, if you're stable.
We're learning Tai Chi.
Yeah.
ということで今ですね、最初のセッションが終わって休憩時間ですけども、皆さん本当に、エンジョイしているようですね。このグループはカリフォルニアから来ているので、もともとリベラルな人たちで、平和派の人たちが多いんですけれども、このコースからたくさんのことを学んでいると思います。私もですね、このハートマスとノンバイオレントコミュニケーションを日本に持ち帰って、少しでもね、自分の人生の改善のため、そして、自分と自分の家族、そしてその自分の住んでいるコミュニティからですね、少しずつでも平和を広げていくために使っていきたいというふうに思っています。リタさんはですね、このそれが彼女にとってあまりにも効果的で、だったので、そのことを世界中の人に教えたい、今はこのコスタリカで先生を対象に、トレーニングをしています。先生がこのことをマスターすれば子どもたちにも伝わり、子どもたちが育つときには平和な人があふれるということです。とても大きな学びがあります。 ここにはですね、別の友達、リクさんいます。リクさん。
So please tell how you're feeling about it.
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
And I'm feeling very peaceful and peaceful for Japan and your work, Yumi, and the work that we're doing here to encourage peace throughout the world. And I'm picturing peace in Japan and that you maintain that constitution. It's very important.
Oh, thank you very much. And how are you finding this training
this
so
training,
far?
This training is I have been taking this type of training for a while now, and Rita Marie has been really helpful in cementing concepts. And the fact that we just had right now a real experience of how nonviolent communication diffused a very powerful political conflict between Rita Marie and Emilia, and that they were able to solidly take care of this problem and realize that, you know, it's understanding that we're trying to get here, you know, not influence, but understanding, so people can make can know themselves and know how to understand peace.
Wasn't it beautiful to watch
yes.
that? It was really real. I was a bit
I know. It was like, I was very excited, but I was also very like, is it going to work? And I know that it's going to work. I know it. I've seen it happen so many times, but it's when it's cemented that way, it's like, okay, I got it.
Yeah. 今ね、クラスで、コスタリカ人の、What's her name? コスタリカ人、she's her name.
Rita Marie, and then, Emilia, I think.
Emilia.コスタリカ人のエミリアさんとリトさんが、みんなの前でロールプレイといいますか、本当にリタマリーさんの言ったことに対してエミリアさんが怒りじゃないですね、失望を感じたということで、そのことをロールプレイしたんですね。それがみんなすごく大変なんていうんですかね、争いになりそうな、言い争いになりそうな、非常に政治的な議論だったんですけども、お互いの心をちゃんと聞き合って、二人の関係は修復されたんですね。それを目前で見たので、とても驚いたんです。この非暴力トレーニング、非暴力コミュニケーションというのは、全ての人が、さっき一人の方が全ての人がね、こういうトレーニングを受けられればいいのにって言ってましたけども、私もそのように思います。また後で、日本の皆様に、ご報告したいと思います。コスタリカから菊池由美がお届けしました。今、ピースアーミーウェイ、ハートマスと、それから非暴力コミュニケーションのトレーニングのセッションが終わったところです。
Signal that lets us know what's going on underneath. And then we have to follow the feeling back to that beautiful human need. That's why we use the rose. Everybody understand that symbol? Okay. Alright. So we're going to do an exercise now that will help you learn how to identify need. My dog needs to get in the room. That's actually not a need, that's a strategy.
Because it needs for her comfort.
Yeah, she just likes to be with me, so if you don't mind, we'll just let her make herself at home here. Okay, so I'm going to demonstrate this feelings and needs game.
And I'd like to invite somebody to look at your list of conflicts and tensions. And I'd like somebody to be willing to be my guinea pig. Sorry, Inya.
That's sweet.
Okay. So take a look. Is there anybody willing to just describe a short situation of conflict and be my guinea pig for this game? It's not hard for you. You're not going to be embarrassed or anything. You know, it's not... Unless you would feel vulnerable sharing a situation. Okay, Carol.
Good girl.
I got to figure out which one I'm going to choose.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Let me get on this side because they're filming. Maybe you can stand like, yeah, facing right there. Okay, I'm going to let you use the mic. Now, what I'm going to ask Carol to do is just to describe, just in a few words, the essence of some conflict that she's having.
Really brief?
Very brief.
Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out what to do with my career.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Trying to figure out what to do with your career. Perfect. Okay. So, what we have here on the table are words that are feeling words. There's a whole gamut here of feeling words. And over here, the pink cards are needs. And so we're going to ask Carol now to pick up all of the feeling cards that apply to her situation. And this is exactly what you're going to be doing in your groups. You're going to each be sharing a very brief situation. Something could be that brief or a little more. And then each of you is going to look at the feeling cards, and you're going to pick up the feeling cards that apply to that situation. So take a look there, Carol, and pick up any feelings that you have around that issue.
Can I pick up the little table?
It may be that.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing what comes out when you start using these cards. And it helps us to also build our feeling vocabulary.
Do you sell these cards?
We do sell these cards.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Look at her go.
I tell you, you have to pick up the table.
Okay, so Carol, would you read off the feelings that you have around that issue?
Exhausted. Actually, you hang on this guy. Mm-hmm. Worried. Happy. Satisfied. Secure. Appreciative. Alive. Fulfilled. Enthusiastic. Hopeful. Lonely. Comfortable. Inspired. Concerned, guilty, interesting one, worried.
You're back now.
I'm back to happy.
Okay. So you can see how many feelings, mixed feelings, that you can have around a particular issue. Now, in this game that we're going to play, after one person in your small group shares a situation and then picks up their feeling cards and they lay the feeling cards down so that everybody in the group can see those feeling cards that they chose. And then you're going to go around the circle, and each one of you is going to guess a need that's under those feelings, and either a met need, because in Carol's case, she has happy feelings, right? Satisfied, fulfilled with some of the things that she said. And she also had uncomfortable and exhausted and lonely, and some other words that indicate unmet needs. So we understand in nonviolent communication our positive feelings, just like the rose here, lead us back to met needs. Our negative feelings lead us back to unmet needs. And that's what we're searching for now with Carol. What are her met and unmet needs? All right. So the first person in this circle is going to guess, but Carol's not going to give me immediate feedback. So let's say, now I'm wondering, Carol, if you have a need for growth, okay, then the next person in the circle is going to guess a need. And again, you're just going to guess, but she's not going to respond. So I'm wondering if maybe you have a need for efficiency.
Maybe.
And also, I'm guessing that you might have a need for peace. And then you keep going around the circle, one guess at a time, guessing a need. All right, and let's see. I'm guessing you might have a need for maybe some stability. You feel secure. She's got inspiration.
I'm wondering if there might be something in there about mattering. A need to matter, or maybe a need to contribute. And also a need for clarity. Let's see.
I think you've played this game before.
Well, the thing is, you're going to find that you're all experts at it. Because when you look at the words and you look at her feelings,
yeah,
you do know. This is your wisdom. You know what it's about. And so, but on the other hand, it's a guess. You're not telling somebody what they need or telling them what they feel. You're guessing. And that is the manner in which we create the connection, is through a guess. We're not analyzing, diagnosing, labeling, judging. We are guessing feelings and needs so that we make a connection. Okay, let's see. Let me look at some of the other feelings here. Read. Mm-hmm. Maybe conservation of energy. Stop there, because this is just an example and I could give it a lot more consideration. But now, when we've gone around the circle and each person has guessed until there's no more guesses, in other words, you don't have to just keep trying to find something. When it seems that you've covered the possibilities, then the group stops and then they get feedback from the person who has shared their situation. So, Carol, can you give me any feedback about which needs really resonate for you? Which guesses were right on? Which ones really hit the nail on the head? And there may be some over here. You didn't share very much about your struggle, right? So there may be some that I didn't guess at all. And I'm wondering, too, about maybe support. I don't know. Anyway, so go ahead and give me some feedback.
Okay. The need for clarity is big, because I go back and forth. Am I happy and am I totally fulfilled doing what I'm doing versus do I need to do something a little different? Mm-hmm. I'm an efficiency monger, but it doesn't feel like a need as it relates to this situation.
Okay, so let's take that one away.
There is a need for peace. I've had both parents die in the last few months, so I'm ready for that. Contribution and to matter, I like those, and I would add meaning.
Uh-huh.
That one probably resonates with me as much, because I've done a lot of contributing, and now it's time to mean something.
Okay.
Stability, that's probably second tier, but it's an important one,
Okay. Because...
Just from a financial point of view, I can continue to be stable or do something different, which financially it makes a difference if I don't do what I'm doing now. I would probably also choose acceptance because of the lonely one. I work for myself right now, and I have a few people I work with, but I'm no longer in a corporation, and so I don't have the same group of people that I work with all the time, and so I get a little bit lonely because I'm an extreme extrovert.
Okay, that's probably it.
Most of it, yeah.
Okay. So what I want you to see here is there is no right or wrong. This is the wonderful thing about MVC. You don't have to get it right. You don't have to be perfect. All you have to do is guess. And once you guess, that gives them food to give you feedback. Tell you whether you're right, whether you're wrong, what more is there. And so it really establishes the connection of communication. So this is what you're going to be doing together. Is there anybody who doesn't understand the process?
I have one question.
Yes.
I noticed that you laid out all the feeling ones first, and then you picked up the need ones. Are they supposed to match? Did you choose in reference to the match, or you just chose?
No, I just chose randomly. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. Well, in other words, we're That's right. In other words, the feelings don't match up completely with the need. Right. You know, I saw a general feeling here, and I was guessing needs that were all over the map, basically, in terms of what was underneath. Okay. So what we're going to have you do now is number off in up to five, and then I will direct each group where you're going to go. We have the feelings and needs cards all laid out. One group will stay here. Anyway, I'll direct you to the different places in the house where you go to do your feelings and needs game. And you just start with whoever wants to go first, sharing the situation, putting their feelings down on the table, taking turns guessing needs, getting the feedback. Now, I want to ask you one question. This is the point of the whole exercise and the awareness I'd like you to keep at the forefront during this exercise. Did you hear in Carol's tone of voice when we got the empathy? Did you feel it, Carol?
Yeah.
So that's the ah. She was able to be honest about what she was really feeling. And she was getting the empathy of somebody really hearing her and feeding back to her what her needs were. And, we really got it around peace and around meaning. And clarity, too. But the peace and meaning went even deeper. That's what it's about, friends. And so, let's number off now. You want to start, Sandy?
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
No,
start with one.
Okay, one.
Good try.
Just remember your number.
One.
Two.
One.
Three.
Four.
Five.
One.
Two.
Three. Four.
Five. One. One, two, three.
Two.
Three.
Do we have one extra one? Or did we end with five?
Yeah, we do. We have one extra one right here. Deborah is one extra one.
No, he said two.
I said one also. You made it two.
It's close enough.
I tell you what, that's why I say it's close enough. So now let me tell you where you're going to be.
Carol needs a number.
Do you want me to take a number?
Oh, why don't you be a two? Since we ended on one, we'll make you a two. Okay, so now listen carefully to where your number or your group will be meeting. The number ones will meet in here. The number twos meet at the kitchen table. The number threes meet in the living room on a table just like this. This aluminum table. Number threes, you'll see the table. Number four is going to meet at the low coffee table in the living room. And number five is going to meet on the patio on the front side of the house. There's an enclosed area there behind glass where there should be a table set up. Okay, everybody got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do it.
Okay. ということでこれからですねノンバイオレントコミュニケーションの、フィーリングとニーズの練習をします。一旦私はここで、閉じますけれども、また後でフィードバックをしたいと思います。
The level of connection. Is that true for you? You feel more connected with everybody here? More real? Okay. I'd like to go on then. Oops.
Oh, hi.
I skipped Juan Enrique. We can't
What's
do that.
What's the one on the left hand?
I'd like to talk just a moment then about what we're doing with this exact experience in schools. So if you can translate the greater sense of connection that you feel here today and imagine what it's like to create a school with that level of connection among the people. Mm-hmm. So here Juan Enrique is doing a feelings and needs game. Exact same thing that you just did with the teachers. And here we have one of our trainers, Sergio, using the giraffe puppet to be able to teach nonviolent communication. And he's talking about the giraffe, which we've talked about quite a bit today. Is there anybody who doesn't understand what giraffe language is? It's compassionate communication. is communication that enriches life. That's the main definition of giraffe language. It's compassionate and it enriches life. The jackal, I haven't talked much about the jackal. The jackal uses life-alienating communication. He blames, he judges, he labels, he assumes, and he gets in trouble. But the reason that Sergio has a baby giraffe there, sometimes we put the baby giraffe inside the jackal puppet to show that within every jackal is a baby giraffe, just learning how to speak compassionately. And yes. And one of the things that we teach in the schools that we really emphasize is that we all have both of these characters within us, so that the students don't say, oh, he's a jackal, you know, pick up on that and it becomes one more label.
Yeah,
it's another mirror.
That's right. So we really emphasize that we all have both of these characters inside us, and that the jackal is not a bad guy, because what he's doing is really, like, whenever we recognize that we're speaking in jackal, it's a big signal, oh, wow, I've got some kind of unmet need that's screaming to be heard. And so it causes us to wake up and listen to the jackal. And we give that jackal a little giraffe, and pretty soon he goes, ah. Okay. So I want to talk now about the four ways of communicating with giraffe and jackal. I'm going to put the mic down. I think you can all hear me. Can you all hear me? No? Okay. Well, then maybe Sandy would be willing to stand up. Okay. I'm going to put the ears on Sandy because I got this thing on my ear. But what we're going to do is use her, and I'm going to be speaking for her. Okay? All right. So now,
Jackal doesn't smile.
Now, she's going to... I'm going to use Sandy, like I said, with my voice. I'm going to be playing the voice. She's got the ears. And we together are going to be playing an employee who is responding to a boss who is upset because she made a mistake. She made some kind of mistake that was kind of costly for the company, and the boss is really mad. Okay? So... First I'm going to play the boss, and then I'm going to turn around and play Jackal Sandy, okay? So, Sandy, you've really screwed it up this time. You know, your job is really on the line here. I'm really fed up with you making mistakes. It's just too much for me to handle. I just can't deal with it. Now, Sandy's going to respond in Jackal. You think I'm a problem. You should hear what all the employees have to say about you. They're all talking about you behind your back because you don't know how to manage. You know, all you know how to do is yell. Why don't you go take some lessons?